This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, it looks like mostly dry weather will be the rule this weekend across the Columbia Basin. The disturbance and moisture that brought light showers and isolated thunderstorms Wednesday night and Thursday has moved into Idaho. Rainfall was mainly a tenth of an inch or less, so field work and hay harvest should be able to proceed in most areas. A ridge of high pressure will help to keep temperatures quite warm this weekend at 5 to 10 degrees above normal, both during the afternoon and overnight. Temperatures next week should average 3 to 5 degrees above normal. Look for spraying conditions to be mostly favorable with little or no chance for wash-off and light winds. The next chance for rain will be toward the end of next week, so this may present a soil crusting problem for early deep-seeded wheat. If you need to burn, smoke dispersion is expected to be mostly good today and Saturday. Crop water use will be close to normal the next 7 days, with alfalfa, silking corn, late potatoes, and apples using between an inch and a quarter and an inch and a half. Lawns will need around an inch and two-tenths. So just how important is irrigation to the well-being of many crops in the Columbia Basin? Well, for the month of August, leafy crops like alfalfa, silking corn, and late potatoes needed between 8 and 9 inches of water, which was nearly all supplied by irrigation. Lawns needed between 6.5 and 7 inches. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.